Dr. Shop reminds listeners, the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, good morning. I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and my wife and I would love to do missionary work, but God's not called us to do that, and besides that, we're getting a little old for that. However, we can certainly enjoy the challenge by certainly working with people who are willing to go off into other countries to spread the word of God. And with us this morning is a gentleman I'm proud to call a friend. His name is David Fogney. And David and his wife are prepared to go into the mission field. He's an ordained minister, had his own churches in the past, but he feels they're called to go into the mission field. And David, why don't you tell our listeners what your aim and goal is and where you'll be going here in the coming years?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yeah, we believe that Jesus Christ wants for the church, you know, his bride, to be, he's given us all authority to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every nation under heaven, and in more specifically, every tribe on the earth, every language. And we want to work with a mission who gets the stories of the Bible chronologically recorded in their own language. So it's kind of like what New Tribes does, where they teach through the Bible chronologically, and they make a translation of the Bible. But in GRN, Global Recordings Network, the mission that we're going out with, we make recordings so that people can actually hear that, so they don't have to learn how to read. And the process is much faster. We're able to record, in most cases, the stories of the Bible in their own language and give it to them within 3 to 4 months at a cost of only about $5,000 per tribe. So we intend to go through recordist training and learn how to do that, and go out to the country of Vanuatu. And Lord willing, we'll be going joining that training here early next year. So February 3rd is when our training starts in Australia, and we have to be ready to go, of course, before that.
Well, where in the world is this country? I never even heard of it.
You know, back in World War II, we called it the New Hebrides. But in 1980, they got their independence. And it's a group of islands in the South Pacific, kind of in between Fiji and New Caledonia. It's about 1,200 miles northwest off the coast of Australia. So if you can just kind of think of Australia and out in the ocean, 1,200 miles northeast, yeah, between Brisbane and the equator lies the island nation of Vanuatu.
And they have their own language?
They've got a bunch of them. They have 131 different languages. And so we need, of course, to be able to speak English and then French and a language called Bislama. And everybody speaks Bislama, and it is a form of Melanesian Tokpisin, which is a pidgin English, and we'll both be learning that, because we learned those dialects in Papua New Guinea, but they speak a slightly different version of it in Vanuatu. So we definitely do need to brush up on our language skills, but we are happy to do that.
And then, of course, bringing the word of the Lord to specific tribes in this part of the world. actually, most of the world has been pretty well evangelized, hasn't it?
You know, it's interesting. The Word of God has gone out into, I believe, almost every place on the earth. I believe that there are some really remote places. I know I've been to some in Papua New Guinea where they've never seen a white man. They've never heard the name of Jesus. And I think it's really sad, but even in America, I share Christ with not everybody I meet, but a lot of people that I meet. We evangelize, you know, here in America, everywhere we are. And I've actually met some people recently who did not know who Jesus Christ was. I was sharing with some teenagers here the other day at a motocross event, and they had never heard about Jesus Christ being God's only son, and that God sent his only son as a man into this world to live and die and fulfill his perfect righteous law and be able to be the sacrifice that not only died and shed his blood, but rose again so that he can pay for our sin. They never heard that.
Well, now, you actually did missionary work before. I remember reading the book about your previous experiences, certainly in a distant island. Would you want to just mention that, your previous missionary experiences?
You bet. Dr. Stan, if I could, I'd like to just back up a little bit and go
okay,
back.
Okay, go ahead.
Teenage years. I went to a church called Valley Forth Memorial Church in Spokane, Washington, and they were very missions-minded, and we had a lot of missionaries from Wycliffe and New Tribes. And I remember there was a big missions conference, and they were talking about that the world has about 10,000 languages in it, and only, I think at that time, only 3,000 maybe had been reached with the Word of God. And so there's Bible translations or portions of the Bible in about 3,000 languages. Now, it might be a little bit more now, I'm not sure, but I remember doing the math, and they said that about 5 new translations are done a year, and I'm thinking, wow, how in the world are we going to get this job done? It's too big. And then later on, I joined New Tribes Mission, and we went out, my wife and I. She had been a missionary to Africa before, Ivory Coast, and then we got married and we prayed and fasted and said, Father, where do you want us to go as a couple now, as a family? We ended up going to Papua New Guinea and spent a lot of years there, enjoyed that very much. And the work is getting the language of the Word of God, the gospel, the Bible message in their own language so they can understand it. And that takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of years to learn those languages and to translate the Bible, and then you have to teach them how to read and write. But one of the most frustrating things that I encountered when I was in New Guinea was the people that did have translations many times would not use their translation. And that used to make me so frustrated and even angry. I thought, man, people have given 25 years of their lives, and Americans have given millions of dollars so that these guys would have a translation and have an education. So they've got a Bible, they've got the ability to read that Bible, but they won't read it. And I used to ask them, why don't you read your Bible? And they would have different excuses. But I tell you, one of the things that I'm really excited about with GRN, when we record the Bible and give it to them in audio form, all of them listen. The old women listen. The old men can listen. Kids can listen. It is.
Well, hold that thought, David. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Kingdom.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here, and Cindy Barber and I have a tithe account, and we simply put money every, my wife does all this, I don't, and we put money aside to give God's work, and certainly we've included David and his wife in certainly our giving to help them, because they're going to be going off to do missionary work, something that we're a little too old to do, and well, God hasn't called us to do that, but our job is to help people who can do this sort of thing. And before we go on, David, would you like to tell our listeners how, if they would like to get in touch with you, learn more about your work, and where you'll be going and what you'll be doing, how they could get in touch with you?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, that'd be fine. I'll give an email address here. My name, David Rogney, is D-A-V-I-D, last name R-O-G-N-E. And people can email us at davidrogney@globalrecordings.net. So globalrecordings.net, recordings with an S on the end. Global is globalrecordings.net. So davidrogney@globalrecordings.net, or they can just call our offices, toll-free number, is 888-444-7872.
I'll always repeat the number twice.
Okey-doke. The toll-free number to reach Global Recordings here in the U.S. is 888-444-7872.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Yeah, well, Dr. Stan, I've been thinking a lot about your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and how there really is a spiritual component in this world, and we certainly have a part to play in that. In fact, one of the scriptures that the Lord brings to my mind quite regularly is Revelation 12:11, and that verse tells us that we, the bride of Christ, the church that God has established here on the earth, is going to overcome him, Satan, by two things, the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, that we did not love our lives even to the death. And I think about that, I think about this cosmic struggle that we're in, and sometimes we as Christians, because we do know the truth, we do know what's going on around us, we're not ignorant of what's going on in our government and different things, and we think, man, what can we do about it? And I was thinking, you know, we don't fight fire with fire. We fight darkness with light. And so that really, I believe, is the most important thing that we can focus on. You know, the gospel is the power of God. Romans 1:16 tells us, you know, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. In 1 Corinthians 1:18, we read that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those of us who are being saved, it's the power of God. And, you know, sometimes we confuse what the gospel really is. And, Dr. Shan, I just want to make it abundantly clear what the gospel is, because I talk to a lot of people. I engage people in conversation regularly, almost daily, regarding this. And I've talked to a lot of Mormons and Jehovah's Witness and different folks, and even people who'd consider themselves Christians who, I believe, don't really understand what the biblical gospel is. And here's the biblical gospel. We find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. And Paul says that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. So we need to understand that the gospel is all about God sending himself to live the life that we couldn't live, to pay the price that we couldn't pay with his own blood, his own life. And that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and he has the power to give us a new life in Christ Jesus. And that's the gospel. And we need to be really clear on that. The gospel is all about what God did for us, and now we are his ambassadors, and we are on his behalf, the Bible says, reconciling this world back to himself. And Jesus said he's the light of the world, and guess what? We, his children, are the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth and the light of the world. In Matthew 5:13, he says, you are the salt of the earth. And the very next verse, he says, and you are the light of the world. And so I've been reading a book by Brother Yoon. I don't know if you've ever read The Heavenly Man, but Brother Yoon wrote a second book called Living Water. And in that, he gives us a quote. He says, how is it that terrorists are willing to strap explosives to their chest and die for Satan, while many Christians are as timid as a mouse and are afraid to witness to their neighbors? And he goes on to explain that, man, timid and Christian, they don't go together. Jesus Christ wasn't timid. He wasn't a coward. He wasn't afraid, you know. He came into this world and he did something very radical, and he taught us not only how to live, but he actually gave his life as a sacrifice for us. I was thinking about this passage in Revelation 3 that is so important for us to understand. But Brother Andrew of Open Doors, I believe, got his name for his mission, Open Doors, from this scripture in Revelation 3 regarding the Philadelphia church. But he says this. He says, if we don't go to the heathen with the gospel, they will come to us as revolutionaries or as occupying forces. And I was thinking, boy, the folks that occupy our White House now, man, you know, America used to be one nation under God, indivisible. And if I understand the English language correctly, indivisible means undivided. Is that correct, Dr. Stan?
You're right.
So we used to be one nation under the God of the Bible, undivided, and we got our rights from our God, not from the government. And one of those early charters, if I remember correctly, I think even Christopher Columbus had it on his as well, but it was all about the proclamation of the gospel. And God blessed this nation. Why? Because we were a nation that shone that light brightly. I think there was a guy from France, Tuchel or something. I can't remember his name very well, but I remember him reading a quote from him about why he believed America was so great. And he said that the greatness of America came from its pulpits resounding with the message of the Word of God. In other words, it was God who made our nation great. It was his principles and that gave us that. And so, you know, really, Jesus Christ tells us in Matthew 24:14, he says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. So what did Jesus Christ say? He says, man, before the rapture occurs, he says it again in Mark 13:10, and this gospel must first be preached in all the nations. So what is Jesus saying? He's saying, we exist, his church, we exist to get the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. And then, of course, I believe the rapture occurs when that happens. And if you want to read about that, you can read 2 Peter 3. And if you understand that the reason Peter wrote 2 Peter chapter 3, I believe it's in the context of us living in these last days, getting the gospel out in every nation on the face of this earth. And so that's what God's really impressed my heart with. I believe that there's two end times churches that we read about in Revelation 3. We have the Church of Laodicea, and then that church is a church that looks good on the outside. Boy, they are wealthy. They've got all kinds of programs going on. They make people feel really good. It's just a positive experience to go to one of these churches. But what do we find is that Christ is on the outside saying, hey, is there anybody in this church that wants me to come and be a part of their life? And yet the church that we really want to emulate is that Church of Philadelphia. And they were obedient. They were willing to die to proclaim the gospel in all the earth. One of my favorite verses, Dr. Stan, is Titus 2:14. And we read about the grace of God in this passage. And in verse 14, he comes to the climax of this, and he says, who gave himself for us. So God gave himself for us. Jesus Christ did this. So that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. And I was thinking about that last night. I was thinking, man, am I zealous to be about the work of the Lord? Am I more concerned with living my life in obedience to him? Or do I have my own agenda in store? You know, am I thinking about a house or a car or money or a career or something like this? And I think that the only hope really for America is that we get back on track and we become that mission-minded nation where we are sending people out to the uttermost parts of the earth. And I just believe we've kind of lost our onus there in doing that.
Well, I'm just glad that you're willing to take that stand and to really go out and do things that a lot of other people are incapable of doing. I've not been called to do, but certainly would like to participate in what you're doing. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for David, our telephone number would be 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and don't be bashful, give us a call. But now you're going to be leaving, hopefully the first of the year. You'll be going, and you'll be spending, how long studying the language before you begin moving ahead there on into New Hebrides?
Yeah, the plan is that right after Christmas we need to hustle back on down to California to Temecula, and we'll be doing all the legal work needed for us to be what's called seconded to the Australian office, and then we'll be shipping our goods out of L.A. So our recordist training begins February 3rd. It lasts approximately 2 months. So for the month of February and March, we'll be doing our training to learn how to use the recording equipment and how to get good, accurate recordings. And then we'll be putting that into practice for the next 3 to 4 months. So, Lord willing, if everything goes on schedule, we will be going to Vanuatu about summertime in 2014. And during that time, we'll start learning the local dialects. So we need to learn those trade languages really, really well so that we can, no matter where we go in the islands, be able to communicate with the people accurately. And then with GRN, we actually get them. So we work with the people. We try to find usually a sharp young man or woman who can speak very well the trade language or English or French or something like that. And then we communicate the script, all the Bible stories to them, and get them to record their own voices speaking their own language. And we record them basically speaking through the stories of the Bible chronologically.
Then do the people, in the native tribes, do they have tape recorders, or how are they going to be able to hear this?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dr. Stan. We have a MP3 player that's really robust. It is loud. It's kind of weather resistant. And we get the once we get the recordings, we send those off to Australia. And they format those things, and they put them on discs, and we get them back also on these MP3 players, downloaded onto these MP3 players that have a 2 gigabyte memory. And we distribute those. And the cool thing, the just amazing thing about this is, excuse me, we did this summer for some friends of ours. They were going to go to Cambodia for the summer to help out there. And so I just happened to be going down to Temecula that next day. And I went down and I got some of these Sabres. They're called Sabre, the MP3 player. And I downloaded all the languages for the nation of Cambodia that could be spoken there that we know about. And got some the recorders and also the flip charts and sent those off with my friend the Schumanns. So the Schumanns went back to Cambodia. And when the pastors found out, the local pastors realized that they could go to any hamlet or any village. They were
Hold the thought. We'll be back. If you have a question, 877-254-7522.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Auto Works East Portia, BMW, Audi, and Lafayette reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part. Keep our streets safe. This community awareness message is brought to you by our friends at Auto Works East Porsche BMW Audi. Proud to be serving our community. That's Auto Works East Porsche BMW Audi at 1751 Panorama Point in Lafayette. Call 303-444-0488.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. David and his wife are going to be going off at Mission Field, and very, very soon, certainly starting in January. David, one more time, why don't you get your information out, your email, and the telephone number, if anyone in the listening audience would be interested in being involved with your ministry. How, once again, can people reach you?
Yeah, if anybody would like to reach us, one of the easiest ways is just to take down this phone number. It is 888-444-7872. The number again, 888-444-7872. 7872. And that is our toll-free for the U.S. office here. And you can contact Global Recordings Network. And it was formerly called Gospel Recordings because that's what we did. And then it went global, so then they changed the name from Gospel Recordings to Global Recordings Network. But it is the same mission. And also, if you would like the book that Dr. Stan mentioned, you can get that through his ministry and get that from him. That's, by the way, just our first year as missionaries. So that has some kind of fun stories about our first year as missionaries, also some other things in there. But the title is Miracles in the Jungle. So you can request that from Dr. Stan's ministry.
And we actually carry the book. We've read it, enjoyed it, and so we wanted to make it available for our people who get material from it. So Miracles in the Jungle, you can get that from our ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, Miracles in the Jungle. And so we'll go right ahead. Let's see, you'll be going over there. You'll certainly be learning how to record. You'll be then recruiting people actually to put the gospel certainly in the languages. And then, of course, now with the miracles of electronics, you know, why the people there and even many remote parts of the jungles of south of that region will be able to listen to the gospel and hopefully have it touch their lives. Is that the plan?
Absolutely. And I've got a couple of stories about that are pretty amazing. One is the one I was telling you about this summer where we were thinking kind of small. We only gave our friends two recorders to take over with them. Excuse me. And when the pastors, the local pastors, realized that the different languages were on the recorders and they could just take the color flip charts. These flip charts have pictures, chronological, you know, pictures that take you through the Bible, and they're really big and bold colors and they're really easy to see. And they would put the recorder up there and it's really loud. So we've heard that up to 500 people can easily hear it. And and so the guy stands up there and he just takes them through the Bible from creation all the way through Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. And so when the pastors realized this, that they could go out and reach all these different hamlets and villages and stuff that they, you know, have been burdened to reach, but they didn't speak the language of those people, they started, I guess, fighting over who got to use those recorders, those MP3 players. Now, I don't think they were really fighting in a bad way, but I mean, they were getting used night and day, they said. And the people who didn't have power in their village or whatever, they would take their cell phones. Can you imagine this? There's 5 billion cell phones in the world. So 7 billion people, 5 billion cell phones. People without any running water or power in their village have a cell phone, and they would set their cell phone up close to the recorder to record so that they could take it back to their village and hear it. And we've heard the same thing is going on in Muslim countries. Global Recordings Network, they have done the gospel in about 6,200 languages so far. And obviously we got almost 4,000 more to go, so we got to keep working at it. But the amazing thing is that anybody can go on the website, and that website is 5fish. And so here's how I do it, because I'm not a very, you know, amazing computer guy. So what I do is I just go to Google search, and I type in the number 5 and then spell out F-I-S-H. So 5fish. So if you just Google 5fish, again, the number 5 and then the letters F-I-S-H that spells out fish. If you do that, it'll take you right to the Global Network's, the Gospel Recordings website, where they have a list of all the different countries of the world, and you can find your language. So you can hear the gospel message in your language, and I challenge anybody that speaks a foreign language, go there and try it out. See if you can understand the gospel in the language that you speak, or if you have a neighbor that speaks a foreign language. Ask them what language their mother spoke to them in the home, and then you can either burn off a CD, or you can cheat and call up Global Recordings Network, again, 888-444-7872, and you can just pay, I think it's a buck a CD, and it actually comes with a booklet that has all the pictures that correspond to each story of the Bible, and you can give to your neighbor, or my wife and I keep a bunch of these CDs in our car, and when we go to a restaurant, if we discover that they're speaking, you know, they look like they might be from Mexico or from China or someplace, we find out what language they speak, and we try to give them a CD of the gospel in their language. And this is just an incredible tool that we have nowadays, Dr. Stan, that we can actually reach the people around us in their language, and it's just a phenomenal thing that we can do nowadays.
Well, and of course, my understanding is that many of the Muslims, people living in the Muslim countries, really are hungry for the gospel. We know that we have friends who have been missionaries, gone into Muslim countries, and the enthusiasm with which they're greeted is phenomenal. I mean, there is certainly people looking for answers, and they won't find them certainly in the Muslim faith, but they will find it in the Christian faith. And the exciting things are happening in other countries. I wish that the same sort of exciting things were happening here, but America is moving in many respects away from Christianity, for in many of our churches, they've changed both the message and the music of the Christian church. And a change in the music was so very, very important, because the people who are working behind the scenes realize, of course, that they will never accomplish their goal in a truly Christian nation. Well, Sydney, why don't you go ahead? Because, of course, you're on the front lines of this, and I'm sure you have lots of stories about the things that are going on today.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, you know, you mentioned the Muslim world, and we have, at all the churches I've ever been a part of, which are mostly Bible churches, Baptist churches, churches that are definitely preaching the gospel. We talk about the 1040 window a lot. We talk about how just a vast majority of people live between, 10 degrees north and 40 degrees south. And here the brakes coming up.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, are saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 911 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a great place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley. They can be reached at 352-2233 on the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, Cintas, the uniform people.
My name is Lucy, and my dad's a pipe fitter. My dad wants to work on the Keystone XL pipeline, but President Obama must approve it first. All the president must do is sign a piece of paper, and thousands of skilled workers like my dad could have jobs. Some people want to make you believe that temporary work doesn't matter, but my dad says all big construction projects are temporary, including the Hoover Dam and the 9/11 Memorial.
5 years ago, the application was filed with the government for the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. During that time, 4 environmental studies have been conducted that came to the same conclusion. Keystone XL would have minimal impact on the environment. The government must stop dragging its feet. Call your senators and ask them to urge presidential approval of Keystone XL. This message was paid for by the Oil and Natural Gas Industry Labor Management Committee.
Well, Dr. Stan, and here for the final section of our program this morning with David Rogney, who's going to be going off, he and his wife, and they're going to be suddenly entering, going back on the mission field. We actually have his book about his first experience as a missionary, Miracle in the Jungle, and it's available through my ministry. Fascinating insight into the life of a missionary, and now, after having been back in the United States for a period, they're going back again, this time, of course, bringing interpretations, translations of the Bible to all the tribes, or many of the tribes, in this area of what used to be known as the New Hebrides. Well, you go right ahead, David.
Thank you. Dr. Stan, I just want to take the remaining minutes of our time and try to encourage our listening audience because, you know, again, in Revelation 3, we read about the Church of Philadelphia, and this is what Jesus Christ is saying to us. He says, I know your works. I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. And I just think, you know, he's going to help us accomplish the purpose that he sends us out to accomplish. And as long as we focus on doing what he says to do, he's going to protect us. And he's going to allow us to do this because, in fact, I'll just read it in verse 10. He says, because you've kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast to what you have, that no one may take your crown. And then he gives us these special promises, these rewards. And, you know, I went to a men's retreat recently where my pastor actually was preaching at it, speaking at this retreat, this men's retreat. And he talked about justification, sanctification, and glorification. And, you know, we're justified by faith. We believe that God has saved us. He's done everything necessary for us to be right with him. And we call that justification. And then we have this process where we grow in the Lord and we are given gifts by the Holy Spirit to use for the Lord. And it's as you said, you know, we're the body. And so some of us go and some of us stay behind, but we all carry this desire that we want to see the world reach with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we play different parts in that. And we call that sanctification. We're growing in the Lord. We're growing closer to him and learning how to walk with him. But sometimes we forget the glorification part. That's when we get to heaven. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that there's going to be some people who have been given this incredible gift of eternal life. They've been given the incredible gift of salvation, but they didn't really do anything with it, and they've got nothing to show for it in heaven. And then there's other people who are just taking what God has given to them, and they're being faithful. And really, that's what the Church of Philadelphia really is all about. They're known for their faithfulness, just doing what the Lord has given us to do, going through that open door that he's opened for us. And that's really what we want to do. We want to be faithful. We want to take these tools that have been given to us. Like I say, there's a website that you can go to, the Five Fish website there with GRN, and you can get the gospel downloaded on a CD, or people can download it on their phone. We've been hearing about Muslims in the Muslim world downloading the gospel in their language on their phone. And we even heard about one radio station that decided they did a little experiment, this one radio station over there in the Muslim world. And I think this was in Turkey that they did this. And they played the gospel messages in different indigenous languages to that country for 1 hour a day on their radio station. And I can't remember if it was some astronomical number of people were tuning in to that 1 hour I wish I could remember the exact details. I think it was 75,000 people were tuning in to that 1 hour because they were getting to hear the stories of the Bible and the gospel of Jesus Christ in their own language. And you're so right, Dr. Stan. People are hungry for the truth. We live in a world built on lies. Satan's a liar. And he's built this one world government and this new world order and everything. It's all built on lies and death and destruction. And Jesus Christ, he is the author of life, you know. And so we have that precious message that we get to take. And my wife and I, you know, we share Christ with people everywhere we go. I used to race motocross, and I've shared Christ with tons of guys that are motocross guys. We've shared Christ with loggers and all these guys that are considered rough people. And I'm here to tell you that people want to hear how Jesus Christ changed your life. So when we give our testimony and we share what God did in our lives to bring us to himself and how he saved us and forgave us and made us his child and how he has worked in our lives, your testimony is a powerful thing. And not even Satan can stop your testimony. Your testimony is so powerful that, again, in Revelation 12:11, you know, Jesus says, man, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. That's what Jesus did for us. And by the word of our testimony, you know? And we forget that sometimes. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Were you redeemed? Well, what did God do in your life to redeem you? And Dr. Stan, we just need to get really clear on who we are in Christ, what we believe, what the gospel is. And, you know, one of the best things that ever happened to me, a pastor that goes to our church, Dick Lindemann, he taught me how to get my testimony boiled down into 2 minutes. And if you can just boil your testimony, what God did in your life to bring you to himself, and the scripture that God used to reach your heart, to touch your heart, remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so, how did God bring you to himself? When we get that down to 2 minutes, I've been at a bank before and shared my testimony in 2 minutes, and the whole bank stopped, and they listened to me share my testimony in 2 minutes. And I've done it at the grocery store. I've done it at parts stores. We need to realize that what God did to save us is very powerful, and it is the truth. And he's going to use our testimony and us doing this to bring others to himself.
I'm sure he will. Barbara and I are happy to be able to play some small part in what you're doing. Bye-bye, David. Best of luck. We'll be talking to you real soon.
Thank you so much.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Dan here, and David does need financial support. He's almost there, 90% of the way he is for Iowa, so that he can go out, he and his wife can go. And so if you are touched and would like to help them, why, get in touch with them. And if you don't remember the telephone numbers, you can always call us. They certainly are going off to do what we'd love to do, but we're incapable of doing it, but we will be sharing in their experience. And we have several missionaries throughout the world. Barbara and I feel called to support, and we do that. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, our message is basically that we're moving into very difficult times. I believe God is going to bring his judgment on America because America has turned against God. And it's happened because there's a very small group of people. They operate out of their headquarters at the Harold Pratt House at 58 East 68th Street in New York City. I've been there several times, been through their papers. They are the front group for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891. To take control of the world, and they do control the world. Certainly, after 1921, after they were created, during this past 90 years or so, people in key positions in our government, let's say there were 19 secretaries, 21 secretaries of defense, 19 secretaries of the Treasury, 18 secretaries of state, and 16 of the directors of the CIA came from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations. And you'll find the key people in the Obama administration come from there today. They always do. It doesn't matter which party you vote for. These people control the media. They have their people planted in key positions in the Army, people like General Petraeus, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and other key people in the military. The reason they get ahead is not because they're capable, but because they're willing to compromise their position and join the Council on Foreign Relations. A few people have come out. If you read Sidney Barry Goldwater's book, with no apologies, he simply quotes from an admiral who is